This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Hey, Lockie.
How you doing, mate?
Great to have you here with us. And really exciting to hear about Anchor's youth ministry that is starting up. I'd love to just ask you some questions about that and hear the story of how that's unfolded.
Yeah.
Really, let's start with the why. What compelled you to want to take this step to help start up Anchor's youth ministry?
So as some of you know, this year I've come on board the Anchor team as an intern. And so a part of that was going to be getting involved in some aspect of ministry in the Anchor community. And so early in the year, chatting with Matt about what that might look like, he asked if I would be interested in being involved in starting up the youth. And I've always had a great heart for youth ministry. I've done quite a bit of it in the past and looking to get more into it in the future after I'm finished at Bible college. And so chatting with Matt, it was just a good fit and a good timing. I was really keen to see something started up here at Anchor for the youth. I know how important it is for youth to have a good place, a good ministry, something that they can be a part of. And so it was just good timing for that. It just fitted well. And so, yeah, over the past few months, we've been dialoguing about that, and it's all come together. And so we're getting ready to kick it off.
It's so exciting to hear. So exciting. So, as this starts up, what is it going to look like kind of in the week to week?
So basically, it's just going to be a youth GC in one way. We're going to meet at our place fortnightly on Fridays, and we're just going to get together. We're going to hang out. We're going to just share our lives together. And we're going to, over this year, we're going to work through what's called God's Big Picture. It's a book and a series that takes us through the whole story of the Bible. And so that's, what we're going to kind of aim to do this year, but also to, foster relationships, grow with the youth, come alongside them, just hang out, have a good time, and just get to know Jesus better together.
So, you've shared with us a little bit about how the timing was right. You've had this on your heart. You've always felt enthusiastic about youth and young people. How do you kind of see, having been part of the Anchor family for a while now, how do you see Anchor Youth aligning with our broader vision of wanting to see disciples made for Jesus and planting churches?
Well, I guess, Anchor's all about reaching out to this city and youth, teenagers, they're a big part of the city. There are hundreds of thousands of youth in this city that need Jesus. And, Anchor, we want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of reaching out. We don't want to be kind of missing out on any demographics in society. And so I guess this is, it's going to be a small start, but we want to see, Anchor as our church grows and as our influence in the city grows, we want to make sure that we are including youth in that because, they are the next generation and we want to be a part of seeing them raised up, coming to know Jesus and taking the gospel to, this city and to the ends of the world.
So good, bro. If you guys know any youth, bring them along. Anchor Youth, I'm excited. Hey, man, so, you haven't done this by yourself. You've empowered some people. You've got a team. Might just invite those who are here this morning to come and join us. Miriam and Gabby, do you guys want to come up the front as well? Hey, guys, let's make them feel welcome. Come on up, guys. Hey, Miriam. Hey, Gabby. And so, look, you've tapped some people on the shoulder and you've got a team around you. Who are these people to you and why have you decided to, make this a team effort and not just a solo thing?
Yeah, for sure. Miriam, this is my lovely wife. So she in one way had no choice to come along. But she also has a heart for youth, and so she was more than willing to do that. Gabby joined our GC at Croydon earlier this year, and so when she heard that we were looking at starting up a youth ministry. She was really keen to get on board with it. And so Gabby's coming along. And also we have another guy, Tim Davis. He is sitting a 12-hour exam today, so he couldn't be here with us. But he as well was another guy that expressed interest and has just a real heart and a passion for youth ministry. And so, yeah, so we've been talking a bit with these guys and, chatting about what this is going to look like. And so we want to form a team that is, I guess, there for the youth, here at Anchor. And also, I guess, raising up other leaders. So for Tim and Gabby, you know, that for them, they can have the experience of growing in their leadership and hopefully to see, this ministry grow in the years to come.
And we are so excited for this to start up. There's a vision, there's a conviction, there's an amazing team, there's leadership, there's young people, there's a need. So this is just such a great step forward for us. And just lastly, what are your hopes and dreams for where this could go, for the future?
Yeah, so as I said, we're at the moment, we are starting relatively small. We have a large part of the youth will be represented by one family. But we don't want it to stop there, and we really want to see over the coming months and years, we want to see this group grow. We want to see, hopefully these guys inviting their friends, we want to see other youth coming in here to Anchor. We want to see this youth ministry as providing a place where youth can come to know Jesus and to, being a young person these days isn't easy, and especially when you're trying to follow Jesus. And so we want to provide a space, provide a community where youth can just come and be supported, be encouraged, and grow in their faith in Jesus. And so, yeah, as we do that, we want to see, I guess, the impact here in the Anchor community, but also wider as we, we share Jesus with the young people of our city.
Well, Lockie, Miriam, Gabby, let me pray for you guys. And hey, as a family, let's be supporting these guys as they get this going, giving them encouragement, asking them how it's going, praying for them. But let me pray for you guys now. Our Father God, thank you that you love all people. I thank you that you have a desire that people would come to know you and grow in relationship with you. And so we want to pray for this youth ministry as it begins to start. We want to pray, Father, we can make plans, but it's you who establishes our steps. And so we want to commit this before you. We want to ask that you would work powerfully through Lockie, through Miriam, through Gabby, through Tim, as they lead this new initiative, this new movement, this new part of our church, that Anchor Youth would become a community where you are front and center, where young people can come and feel safe, walk out their faith, learn more about Jesus, grow in maturity, glorify you. We pray that you would bless this, God. We pray that many, many, many teenagers, high schoolers, young people in Sydney, in the inner west and the surrounding suburbs would be impacted by this now and in the years to come for your glory, so that your people might be built up, so that disciples might be made for our joy. So we pray that you would do this. We pray this in the strong, powerful name of Jesus. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. Give it up for these guys.